food security and nutrition. Afghani, Soi White 2008. Gender dimensions of agriculture, poverty, nutrition, and food security in Nigeria. Nigeria Strategy Support Program Brief Number 5. Ubuntu, International Food Policy Research Institute. Retreat from http://www.ifpri.org/sites/default/files/publications/ansbrief05.pdf. This material provides a gender analysis of poverty, nutrition, and food security. It identifies the critical gender dimensions of Nigerian agriculture, such as inequality in decision-making and access to capital assets, women's participation in food production and agricultural labor utilization, and women's lack of access to technology for food production. It also gives recommendations to address the gaps. This includes provision for women's access to capital assets and agricultural technologies, as well as full participation in decision-making. Ashmud, A. 2012. Gender Rapid Assessment Report, Gender Issues in Food and Nutrition Security in Nusa Tenggara Timur Province. Indonesia, World Food Program. Retreat from http://www.wfp.org/sites/default/files/wfp-gender%20rapid%20assessment.pdf. This gender rapid assessment report presents the gender issues related to food security and nutrition in Nusa Tenggara Timur Province, as well as the government interventions to address those issues. It identifies three main forms of gender inequality practices in food security. 1. Prioritizing men when it comes to food access and distribution within the household, 2. Women's double burden in earning money and doing all the household work, and 3. Nutrition of pregnant and lactating mother is not a priority. Bellows, Casey, et al. 2014. Right to Food and Nutrition Watch 2014, 10 years of the Right to Food Guidelines, Gains, Concerns and Struggles. Germany, Bread for the World, FIAN International and Interchurch Organization for Development Cooperation. Retreat from http://www.rtfnwatch.org/. The Watch 2014 talks about key policy processes and emphasizes the increasing influence of corporations in international food and nutrition governance as a growing challenge in the global struggle for the right to adequate food. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. 2014. Sustainable Agriculture, Food Security and Nutrition in the Post-2015 Framework. Discussion Paper. USA, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Retreat from https://docs.gatesfoundation.org/documents/post%200-2015%20food%20security%20discussion%20paper.pdf. The discussion paper highlights MDGs as the central framework that guides global development efforts geared towards addressing sustainable agriculture, food security, and nutrition issues. It provides a rationale for a comprehensive approach to the inclusion of these areas within the post-2015 Sustainable Development Goal SDG framework. It likewise presents the possible targets and indicators to achieve sustainable agriculture, food, and nutrition security goals. Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. 2013. The State of Food and Agriculture, Food Systems for Better Nutrition. Rome, FAO. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/docrep/018/13300e/13300e.pdf. This report reviews the trends in malnutrition and illustrates the transformation of food systems worldwide as accompanied by dramatic changes in nutritional status. It also looks into the opportunities to enhance nutrition in agricultural production by having nutrition-sensitive interventions as well as gender-sensitive interventions to improve nutritional outcomes. Gender-sensitive interventions include recognizing women's role in nutrition through agricultural production, food provision and child care, and promoting gender equality through the food system. FAO. 2014. The State of Food Insecurity in the World 2014, Strengthening the Enabling Environment for Food Security and Nutrition. Rome, FAO, IFAD, and WFP. Retreat from http://www. FAO.org/3/2AE5AD78C75C4203A728A15056A3A1/I4030E.PDF. The report shows the global progress in hunger reduction, which is uneven among regions and countries. It also indicates sub-Saharan Africa and Southern Asia as having the least progress in improving food security. Guided by the four dimensions of an enabling environment policies, programs, and legal frameworks, mobilization of human and financial resources, coordination mechanisms and partnerships, and evidence-based decision-making. Page 8. Report also examines how individual countries such as Bolivia, Brazil, Haiti, Indonesia, Madagascar, Malawi, and Yemen address their food security and nutrition concerns. It highlights the complex interplay of factors such as civil unrest, conflict, natural disasters, extreme weather events, and economic crises that exacerbate poverty, food insecurity, and malnutrition. FAO, WFP, and IFAD. 2012. The State of Food Insecurity in the World 2012. Rome, FAO. Retreat from http://www.fao.org/docrep/0163/13027e/13027e.pdf. The report provides estimates of undernourished people from 1990 to 2012, where the number of undernourished people remains high, with majority coming from developing countries. It underscores the importance of economic growth in overcoming poverty, hunger, and malnutrition. Recognizing the issues of poor rural infrastructure and access to livelihoods of smallholder-based agriculture, the report encourages the need to invest in smallholder-centered agricultural growth, as well as working towards an improved policy and governance management to protect the environment and reduce hunger, poverty, and malnutrition. Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit 2012. Gender in Emergency Food Security, Livelihoods and Nutrition in Somalia. Food Security and Nutrition Analysis Unit. Retreat from http://www.fsnow.org/gender-report-emergency-food-security-livelihoods-and-nutrition_1%23.pdf. The report is a compendium of existing information on traditional and changing gender roles within pastoral, agro-pastoral, riverine, urban, and IDP households and communities in Somaliland, Puntland, and South Central. It is intended to map out the impact of shifting gender roles and responsibilities in food security, livelihoods, and nutrition, as well as the impact of gender relations on the well-being of all household and community members. It has a specific section on gender in food security and nutrition that specifically points out the critical role of women in agriculture and agro-pastoral systems while not having access to land security on which they work. Garcia, Z. 2006. Agriculture, Trade Negotiations and Gender. Rome, FAO. Retreat from http://fdp.fao.org/docrep/fao/009/a0493e/a0493e.pdf. The paper discusses the implications of agricultural trade expansion and liberalization to gender inequalities that exist in the agricultural and rural sector. It provides a brief review of women's contribution to agriculture and an analysis on the impact of the agricultural trade development to agricultural work, land use, and women's access to productive resources. It also outlines multilateral trade agreements on agriculture and commodities and assesses the impact of agricultural trade to gender disparities. Global Network for the Right to Food and Nutrition. 2014, October. 10 Years of the Right to Adequate Food Guidelines. Progress, Obstacles and the Way Ahead. Civil Society Synthesis Paper for the 41st Session of the UN Committee on World Food Security. Rome, FAO. Retreat from http://www.fian.org/5ledman/media/publications/10year-guidelines_civil-society_synthesis-paper_n_01.pdf. This synthesis paper summarizes the events and processes that shaped the global governance of food systems, as well as the struggles and efforts of civil society movements and organizations for the human right to adequate food and nutrition. It highlights the progress made for the past 10 years as well as the challenges and obstacles in the achievement of the right to food and nutrition. It likewise offers recommendations and seeks commitments from governments, regional bodies, international organizations, civil society, and social movements to ensure the full realization of the right to adequate food and nutrition for all. Here are, et al. 2014, February. G8 New Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition in Africa, a critical analysis from a human rights perspective. Poland and FDCL, FIAN International and FIAN Germany. Retreat from http://www.fian.org/5ledman/media/publications/2014_G8NewsAlliance_screen.pdf. This document provides a summary of the G8 News Alliance's design and approach towards the right to adequate food and nutrition using a human rights perspective. It presents the provisions in a cooperation framework focusing on 5 thematic areas for the enjoyment of this right: 1 seeds and agricultural inputs, 2 land, 3 social protection, 4 income, and 5 nutrition. Halima, S.R., et al. 2013. Nepal Thematic Report on Food Security and Nutrition. National Planning Commission, Government of Nepal, Central Bureau of Statistics, World Food Programme, World Bank, UNICEF. Retreat from http://documents.wfp.org/student/groups/public/documents/ena/wfp256518.pdf. The report provides updates and analysis on the status of food security and nutrition in Nepal over the past 15 years. It highlights significant socio-economic changes that alter Nepal's national food security and nutrition landscape, such as the impact of remittances and urbanization in poverty reduction, increasing dependency on purchased food rather than self-production, increasing proportion of female-headed households, price increases, and prevalence of chronic undernutrition. Page 9. Institute of Development Studies. 2014, April. Gender Inequality and Maternal and Child Nutrition in Northern Nigeria. ORIE Research Summary. Nutrition Research in Northern Nigeria, Issue 5. Retreat from https://open.docs/bit/stream/handle/123456789/3871/ORIE_R-Summary%235_gender_2%2_final_PDF. Sequence equals I. The research provides an overview of how gender inequality impacts maternal and child nutrition in northern Nigeria. It looks into the manifestations of gender inequality from domestic gender roles and relations, and access to education and income-earning activities, maternal health services and maternal mortality, to women's political representation and participation. It also enumerates the consequences of gender inequality for maternal and child nutrition, including the biological consequences on their children's health of poor maternal nutrition, the social effects of gender inequality, and low female status. Gendered Gian, Hay, et al. 2012, April 28. Workshop Report, Gender Nutrition and the Right to Adequate Food. Congress World Nutrition Rio 2012, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Retreat from http://www.fian.org/img/pdf/gender_nutrition_the_right_to_adequate_food.pdf. The core of the workshop focuses on why gender has not been addressed in the right to adequate food planning and advocacy, where participants and discussants pointed out the legal and institutional human rights framework that should provide a basis for an individual's right to adequate food. The report presents the impact of gender and women's role in health and nutrition. It also illustrates case studies on women and agroecology and the impacts of ready-to-use foods on nutrition. Mary Robinson Foundation Climate Justice. 2012, November. The gender dimensions of food and nutrition security in the context of climate change in Uganda. Policy Brief. Dublin, Mary Robinson Foundation Climate Justice. Retreat from http://www. mrfcj.org/pdf/2012-1127 Uganda Policy Document.pdf. This policy brief provides the connection between gender, climate change, and food and nutrition security. It is based on interviews and focus group discussions with over 300 people in 8 communities. It discusses impact of climate change on food and nutrition security and its differential impacts to women and men. It also features case studies of various organizations' initiatives on food and nutrition security. Sunderland, T. et al. 2013. Food Security and Nutrition, A Role of Forests. Bogart, Bharat, Center for International Forestry Research. Retreat from http://www.cfr.org/publications/pdf_files/paper/dpsunderland1301.pdf. This discussion paper looks at the contribution of forests and trees in food security and nutrition. It argues that addressing food security and nutrition concerns needs an agroecological approach combined with biodiversity and food production strategies. It discusses the direct provisioning for food and nutrition security among the rural poor, the broader ecosystem services for productive and sustainable agricultural systems, the adaptation of food and agricultural systems to climate and other rapid change, and forest governance, forest policy, and food security and nutrition as a cross-cutting issue in capacity building. The United Nations System Standing Committee on Nutrition, 2014. Public Interest Civil Society Organization Statement to the ICN to Open-Ended Working Group, CSO Statement to the Open-Ended Working Group Meeting, September 22, 2014, Geneva. Retreat from http://www.unfcan.org/files/ICN2014/CS0_statement_0EWG_underscore_final_version_underscore_21_underscore_21_September_14.pdf. This document presents the common concerns among diverse group of organizations on the global platform of food security and nutrition. It calls on governments to strengthen their policies on health, food, and nutrition by ensuring that trade and investment agreements do not take primacy over the implementation of the rights to food, nutrition, and health. It also seeks to address malnutrition in all its forms, including undernourishment, stunting, wasting, underweight and overweight, and obesity. WFP, WHO, and UNAIDS. 2008. HIV. Food Security and Nutrition Policy Brief. World Food Programme, World Health Organization, Joint United Nations Programme on HIV/AIDS. Retreat from http://data.unaids.org/pub/manual/2008/JC1515_policy_brief_nutrition_10.pdf. This policy brief looks at the links between food security and nutrition and the goal of achieving universal access to HIV prevention, treatment, and care. It highlights actions of governments, civil society organizations, and international development organizations in promoting food security and nutrition within the context of the HIV and AIDS epidemic. Page 10.